get them here. Don't go away when you can take it from here. Why don't you stay and maybe join in the fun? Now the show has begun. Half an hour of laughter beckons every minute, packed per second.
For the next 30 minutes, it's Take It from HMS Indefatigable with Joy Nichols, Dick Bentley, and Jimmy Edwards. The words and music will be heard from Wallace Eaton, Herbert Mostyn, and the keynotes. And we have the augmented BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. So if you're receiving us loud and clear,
take it from here.
Listeners, I think we should explain that this week we're not doing our show from our usual studio in the vicinity of Piccadilly Circus. We're on an aircraft carrier.
Yes, listeners, we're 3 miles out to sea on the second floor... on the second floor of HMS Indefatigable. And we're facing an audience of about, I should say, 1,000 sailors, all of whom would rather be in the vicinity of Piccadilly Circus.
Well, yes, they've all been working very hard. That nice flag lieutenant who showed me the ship was so exhausted he had to keep his arm around me.
Did you see much of the ship?
Well, no, because he explained to me that he had to put the lights off to save the ship's battery.
Joey, are you sure he was a flag lieutenant?
Oh, yes. He showed me the badges on his arm. 3 red stripes and a propeller.
Jimmy, isn't it funny how the glamour of a uniform gets the women? I know. I had 3 years with the NTGB.
Oh, naval trawler gunboats.
North Thames gas ball. Yes, he was a meter reader.
Leading meter reader. Ah, yes, it was the peak cap that got him. Many's the cupboard under the stairs I had to beat him off with me torch.
You know, I really honestly do think I think the Navy's really done a great job. In fact, chaps, you'll be glad to hear this. I have had a word with your captain regarding the question of additional shore leave, and he has assured me that, insofar as it lies within his power, you've had it. Bless them all!
We won't leave it at that, Jimmy. We'll keep plugging away.
I'll ask that commissionaire chap who helped us on board. I slipped him a sixpence. So he can jolly well take me to the captain.
Bentley, that was the captain.
Oh. You think I should have made it ninepence then?
Dick, don't you realize that the captain of any ship has absolute powers while the ship's at sea? If needs be, he can even marry you.
Oh, come, I hardly know the man.
Oh, dear, I can see we're going to have a grand swim back.
Oh, not me. No, I have friends over on the left where the Royal Australian Navy is parked. Didn't you notice when we passed the HMAS Sydney, I received a general salute?
Yes, if you can call a bucket of wet potato peelings a salute.
Well, anyway, I think we should tell the listeners that the Indefatigable is gleaming from end to end. Everything's had a going over, and it all looks terrific.
And it's mostly due to the lads here who've been bashing away with a mop and brush all day. It's all painted a sort of gray.
Yes. Yes, it's unmistakably gray, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
I saw them at it, you know. I saw them painting.
Oh, yes.
I was leaning over the rail this afternoon, and all around me the lads were sort of...
Just a minute, Jimmy. Turn round.
Oh, look at the seat of your trousers.
It's battleship gray.
Well, what the...
Well, you know the Navy motto. If it's too big to ship, paint it.
Chugging and a tugging us down to the sea. Big boat popping, hopping and a popping, popping good.
we sing while we are jumping and swing. It's rock and roll, roll and rock away. Up and down, round and round, we sway with each swell in the air of the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Rock and roll, roll and rock along. Life is sweet, greet it with a song while we dance. There's romance in the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea.
Tonight the moon hangs low.
Hold tight, more of a boy will go. Rock and roll like a rocking chair. Laugh and smile while we drown each care in the tide as we glide to the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Rock and roll, roll and rock away. Down, round and round, we'll swing with each swell in the start of the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Tonight the moon hangs low.
Hold tight, or overboard we'll go.
Rock and roll like a rocking chair. Laugh and smile while we drown each care in the tide as we die. Rolling, rocking rhythm, the shocking,
rocking rhythm. How we love the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Here, Jim. Whoa. Oh, what a job I've had finding you. I've been going up and down the line in a rowboat, knocking on the hull of each ship, shouting, "Is Jim in there?" In the end, your mum went and climbed through the porthole of one ship. What an experience.
Why?
How'd you like to find yourself sharing a shower bath with a Russian Commodore?
Are all the buildings here for the review, Wal?
Yes, we come down from Waterloo on a cheap day nasturtium. Jim, your mum, she looks real nautical.
Oh, yes.
She's got a navy blue jacket, a milkman's hat, and her hair looks like a crow's nest. What's more, she's carrying in her right hand a red, white and blue gobstopper.
Gobstopper?
That's a rolling pin for warding off American sailors. Yeah, you should see her, Jim. She looks like the warden of the sink ports. What's more, she's sunk about 8 ports already.
Is Jim's family connected with the sea?
Well, now, there was Jim's great-uncle. His name still spoken of in hushed tones among seafaring mariners. He was the first man in Gosport ever to eat a winkle with boxing gloves on.
Rule Britannia. And will you all be watching the review, Wal?
Not all. 18 of us in that rowboat. Mrs. Wilson got a bit windy about it, so she strapped a pair of water wings to her back.
To her back?
Yeah, she does look a bit odd. You can't tell whether she's coming or going. Still, it's going to be a great show, and you'll hear our voices raised above the ocean's roar. Up, spirits! Long live the Liberty Boat! And never let your dinghy dangle in the way.
And now for Type's topic of the week.
Forward, David Dunhill. Cap off.
Well, sir, this Spithead review seems to be swarming with BBC commentators who are going round interviewing all the naval personnel they can lay hands on. Here's a recording a commentator made this morning when he interviewed a petty officer, a rating, and a Wren officer. And pretty dreary it was, too. Listen.
Well, first officer, how do you think naval recruiting is going?
Oh, recruiting is going very well. You should see some of the people who joined the Navy recently.
Oh, grand. And I understand that for welfare purposes, many theatrical personalities now entertain aboard ship.
Oh, yes, we've had Dame Sybil Fallsdyke, Archie Andrews, and the Luton Girls Choir. As a matter of fact, our last ship's concert was attended by the Lords of the Admiralty.
Oh, grand. And did the men themselves do any entertaining?
Yes. Three of them dressed up as the Beverly Sisters, then sang Do It Again. But sailors can keep themselves amused anywhere.
Yes, that's certainly true. I've always been intrigued by the way they make those little ships in bottles.
Oh, yes, I had one on my dressing table for months. And as for my wrens, I think we know how to keep them happy.
Oh, grand. Well, enough personnel. Are our ships in good order?
Every single one is scraped down and repainted twice a year.
That was the interview the BBC recorded, sir. But when they came to broadcast it, they found it was too long. So to shorten it, they cut out the commentator's questions altogether. And here's how the recorded sounded with his speeches taken up.
Oh, yes, recruiting is going very well. You should see some of the people who joined the Navy recently.
Yes, we've had Dame Sybil Thorndike, Archie Andrews and the Luton Girls Choir. As a matter of fact, our last ship's concert was attended by the Lords of the Admiralty.
Three of them dressed up as the Beverly Sisters in St. Louis today. But sailors can keep themselves amused anywhere.
I've had one on my dressing table for months. And as for my wrens, I think we know how to keep them happy.
Every single one is scraped down and repainted twice a year.
Bands are playing a stirring beat. Mirth and music are in the air. Joy and happiness everywhere. The fleet's in port again. Back home, in port again. Your home, I will have a jolly good time. Find the girls they left behind. Your home, I will have a jolly good time. The ladies turn out in your thousands. Put on your red, white, and blue. All the nice girls love a sailor. There'll be a sailor for you. Because the fleet's in port again. Back home, in port again. Your home, I will have a jolly good, really wonderful, mighty marvelous time.
So we come to the Type Film Award, the Type Oscar. And this week it's the Away Sea Boat's Crew, Slip the Gripes, Turns for Luring, Start the Fall, Lure Away, Handsomely Foremost Fall, Fast Luring, Out Pins, Slip, type of film.
That great film, The Cruel Sea, gave us the story of the corvette Compass Rose from its commissioning to the end of its seagoing career. Our film does the same for the aircraft carrier HMS Indigestible.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Cruel BBC. Or Indigestible Will Turn Into Wind. In the shipyards of the Clyde stands the recently completed 26,000-ton aircraft carrier HMS Indigestible, proudly towering above all neighboring craft. Into the shipyards strides a high-ranking naval officer, the imposing splash of gold and yellow on his sleeve denoting that he's had an omelette for breakfast.
Morning.
Hey, morning.
I'm Commander James Derrickson, RN, holder of the Orkney's Medal and bah!
Hey, now yeah? Look here.
I've come to collect the aircraft carrier. Ah, there she is. What a magnificent ship.
Nay, sir, that's the Glenock Ferry. Yours is the big grey one, marked Soul.
Oh, well, come on, man. Give me the ignition keys and I'll back her out. I've got to get the ship down to Whale Island and pick up the crew.
Whale Island?
Yes, they were going to come up here with me, but they were so happy down there they asked if they could stay. So I shall take the ship along to them.
Well, there's one of them here, sir. That young lieutenant there, sir, with his cap on back to front.
What the... You! What the devil's the idea of having your cap on back to front?
I'm awfully sorry, sir. My steward is on leave. Sir, Lieutenant Neil Carfax, sir, from Devonport, sir. My friends call me Chiddy Oggy.
Chiddy Oggy?
I suppose it's because I'm a little pasty.
Now, see here. See here, Carfax. I don't at all like your manner. Stand to attention and throw that cigarette away.
Aye, aye, sir.
I insist on rigid discipline from my junior officers and the respect which is due to my rank in all, where'd that cigarette go?
Just by my left foot, sir.
Oh, yes, John. Thank you. Match?
Yes, sir.
All these matches are so wet yes. These days, aren't they? Passers, yeah. Now, I was talking about discipline, wasn't I? In the Royal Navy, we have a saying...
I know, sir. I've heard it. By the way, sir, who was Jack?
Not that one! Matter of fact, it was Jack Hawkins. Now, the saying to which I'm referring is, a disciplined ship is a happy ship. I know that, my lad, through bitter experience. I reached the rank of commander the hard way, lad.
The hard way, sir?
2 years ago, I was an admiral. See how it happened. I got the chuck because I couldn't ride a horse. Fine, Carfax. You ready to go aboard?
All ready, sir. Bag, hammock, and birdcage. Ready, sir. Aye, ready.
Now look what's happened. We must remember not to salute when we're standing face to face. Our arms have locked again. Untangle.
Aye, sir.
And make a signal to the Greenock Ferry. HMS Indigestible requires tow to Whale Island. Please reply slowly, as can only read two words a minute, semaphore.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll go on board and start the motor.
Good lad. I shall go aft and push off with my foot. Hup, speed!
And so the mighty aircraft carrier sailed south to commission. And like all good commanders, Derrickson stood at the gangplank with his first lieutenant, scrutinizing each man as he came aboard.
Able Seaman Miller, sir.
Welcome, Dusty. Hey, Dusty, do you think you're going to be happy here?
Well, I'm philosophical about it, sir. Long as I've got my fine photograph of Margot Fontaine and the poems of Shelley to dwell through, then aught else is but a passing facade.
That's the attitude, Miller. Cut along to the stoker's mess now. And the best of luck to you.
Excuse me, sir. Able Seaman Williams, sir.
What's your bungee? And what do you hope to get out of the Navy?
Me, sir.
Oh, it's a spirit, huh? Ah, here comes another one.
This three-masted I have everybody.
What a fatty!
Out of my way, sir.
Who was that number one?
That's our master at arms, sir. Last one coming up the gangway now, sir.
Leading run, Jenny Watkins, sir.
A wren? Step me timbers. Aboard an aircraft carrier? Lieutenant Carfax, is this your bit of work?
Well, we can toss for her later sometime.
I was posted here by the Admiralty, sir. Surely the Admiralty know what they're doing.
Don't let's start that old argument, my dear. I don't know about this at all. It's a bit dangerous having you aboard. Some of these sailors haven't seen a woman for nearly 25 minutes.
But I'm trained personnel, sir. I've learned how to operate a submarine detector.
As did?
No, I haven't. Oh, sir, let's keep her. Go on, sir. I'll give you a tipple out of me tot.
Okay.
Very well, then. We'll sail at 8.5 bells. Number one, what watch have you got?
It's a Mickey Mouse one, sir. I lend it to you if you'll promise to be careful with it, sir.
Promise?
Yes.
Well, now, the crew are all assembled on deck. I shall address them from this, whatever this is here.
Oh, that's the catapult trolley, sir.
Never mind what it is. I won't scratch it. Help me out, somebody. There you go.
Now, lads! I'll answer none of the gap.
Your commander speaking. Our maiden voyage starts at 8.5 bells. We are going to work up in the Mediterranean. Now, if any of you have been to the Mediterranean, I'd be grateful if you'd pop up onto the bridge when you've got a moment. I'm all right as far as the Isle of Wight. But after that, I'm not at all sure of the way. Remember, lads, we're going pretty far.
Pretty what, sir?
Far, catapult officer, far!
Right ho!
Leading Wren, Watkins.
Sir.
Make a signal to that fishing boat a mile forward. Compliments of the indigestible. Please, could we have our commander back?
And so the mighty vessel made her majestic way into the English Channel, taking with her the good wishes of Portsmouth and a sizable chunk of the harbour wall. For leading wren Jenny Watkins, life aboard was full of interest.
And this, Jenny, is what we neighbour chaps call a bucket.
A bucket? That's a 16-inch gun turret.
Oh, is it? Oh, dear, I'm looking through the wrong end of my telescope again. And now, Jenny, if you'll step into the lift, we'll go below deck.
Going down. Hangar decks, sparking plugs, undercarriages. Machines for straightening out vent arrestor hooks. Going down. Lower hangar deck, machine and repair shops, making everything from cigarette lighters to standard lamps. Prices on application to supply officer. Also our temporary studio for broadcasting of Take It From Here.
Can't we go lower than that?
No one can go lower than that. Now, the whole of the rest of this deck is the captain's quarters. Bedroom, lounge, ballroom, music room, sun terrace, and a day nursery for the midshipmen.
Well...
Yes, what is it, Jenny?
Well, what's that little steel cupboard?
That's where the crew live. I say, would you like to have a peep round the door?
Oh, yes.
What ho, chap?
Yeah.
What's your language? What's your language? What's your language? There may be Marines listening. Ah, here comes Commander Derrickson making his routine ship's inspection.
That man there, 10 days number 11. I will not have those pictures tucked to the walls of my ship. It's unseamanlike. Look at it! Marilyn Monroe, fully dressed. Oh, my dear. How are you enjoying your trip round the boat?
Well, it's all terribly interesting, but, well, Commander, there's one thing that puzzles me.
Well, what is it, my dear? I'm only a simple sailor, but I think I can answer any purely naval question.
Well, you've got the hangars and arrestor wires and a catapult, but you haven't got any aircraft.
Aircraft? On a boat? But I say,
What are you talking about?
Oh, sir, what a whimsical thought.
Look, my dear.
Is it not, yes?
Look, my dear, don't worry your pretty little head about it.
I'm not worrying about it, sir. Just a damn cool question, sir.
Look, are you seriously suggesting, my dear, that I should have aeroplanes on board my ship? I certainly had no aircraft on the last ship I commanded.
Which ship was that?
HMS Dolphin.
Yes, but this is an aircraft carrier.
Oh, I see.
Look at the flight deck.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's been built with a bridge and funnel cleared to one side? What do you think the big open space is for?
Well, so that the ratings can have their bit of garden. That's their allotment. I mean, time hangs heavily enough on their hands, goodness knows.
Well, you know, sir, I think Jenny's right. I think that flat bit up there is for aeroplanes. We'll have to clear it, sir.
Clear it? But the chief's gladioli are looking a picture. This will break the chief's heart, number one.
With any luck, sir, yes. Shall I give the order up, gladioli?
Oh, wait a minute. What does this marine want?
Excuse me, sir. Urgent message from the flagship. Came in this morning.
But it's 5:30 in the afternoon now. Why didn't you bring it to me straight away?
I couldn't, sir. I had band practice.
Oh, Commander, do you see what it says? The Admiral is flying here. We'll touch down in a sea fire at 1734.
Gad, 8:15. We'll never be ready in time. You'll ruin the sweet peas. Quick, up on the bridge.
Sir, we must do something. The Admiral's been circling for 2 hours.
Well, tell him to stop circling. If he'd keep the aeroplane still a minute, I could wiggle the boat under him.
I've got him on the ship-to-air radio, sir. He's furious, sir. He keeps saying, why can't he land? Why can't he land?
Because we can't get the bats till we finish the ping-pong tournament. Number one, don't just stand there pulling yourself a pint of beer.
I'm not, sir. I'm working the engine room telegraph.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes, I want to get the boat into position. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow.
Who've you got up there, Flamin' Victor Sylvester?
The Admiral's called up again. He says, turn the ship into wind.
Turn the ship? Easy enough for him to talk, isn't it? How do I've got 3 chapters missing from my manual of seamanship. All I've got left is marking of jitty boxes and how to recognize a dredger at night.
He's coming down, sir. Shall I get ready to render the A25?
Stop up there, you clot! Not yet, Admiral. The lift's still down. What's he saying now, Jenny?
Well, I don't know, sir. My earphones have melted. Oh, sir, he's coming into land now. His wheels are touching down. He's climbing out.
Derrickson, that's a damn fool place to have a greenhouse.
Oh, blimey. Quick, Carfax, make a final signal to the captain of the Greenwich Ferry.
What shall I say, sir?
Just say, have you vacancies for 2 ex-officers and 1 ex-ren?
Radio Orchestra bring our recorded show to a close. It came to you from HMS Indefatigable at Spithead. Those involved were Joy Nichols, Dick Bentley, and Professor Jimmy Edwards, encouraged by Wallace Eaton, Herbert Mostyn, and the keynotes. Frank Muir and Dennis Norton wrote the script, and the program was produced by Charles Maxwell. Joy, Dick, and Jimmy invite you to tune in next week at...